Well, welcome to the Christy Jones Show, where it's all about living your life to the fullest. I'm a life coach, speaker, and business owner in multifamily real estate, and I've had wild success in multifamily housing for over 25 years now. I am so passionate about helping others merge their success and lead a fulfilling life, and I bring it all together right here on this podcast. So join me and let's get started to live your life to the fullest. Hey guys, welcome back to another week on the podcast, The Christy Jones Show. You know, I never take for granted that you are tuning in and listening, and I so appreciate you being here. So here's what we're diving into today. I'm really excited to talk about this today. I'm going to talk about high achievers, their challenges, and I'm also speaking to the person that wants to become that high achiever. Maybe they're a little earlier in their journey and they're like, you know, I think I am. I'm just not sure. I'm not sure what that next step is. I'm not sure how to form up my life to make sure that I turn my dreams into my reality. So I'm going all into this subject today. Let me ask you a quick question. I want just ponder this for a minute. Follow me here. Imagine living a life that you not only achieve your goals, but you also experience fulfillment, you experience joy in every aspect of your life. Think about that. Ponder that for a second. How does that make you feel? That's exactly the secret sauce of what I bring into my coaching. I specialize, here's what I do. A lot of times people are like, I just got this question the other day. You know, Christy, as a life coach, what is it that you do? They were really like vague on what does that mean? And I hear people that go into coaching, but what is it that entails? What are they doing? And she said, you know, what is it that you do as a life coach? And here's my response to that. I specialize in guiding and mentoring high achievers to transform their aspirations into real, tangible realities, into the real thing. If you don't know, let me share with you really quick, just to start this podcast, that I'm a former single mom turned successful entrepreneur, literally have rebuilt my life from the ground up. And I understand the unique challenges that high achievers that they face in balancing that ambition side of yourself, but also bringing in the fulfillment. Because ambition and fulfillment, you've heard me talk about success and fulfillment. I believe those two things completely go together. One without the other is just too vanilla. You know what I'm saying? So I help these individuals gain clarity, get clear on purpose and overcoming those limiting beliefs so that they can become the very best version of themselves. So I had shared that with this person. And then I went on to say that it's through personalized and actionable plans and strategies that is what I put together to empower you, to empower that high achiever to really flip fear and doubt upside down on its head. And when doing that, you unlock your full potential. And then you're able to merge success and fulfillment together. So that is exactly what I do. And I absolutely love helping people transform their life so they can get the life that they want, so they can build the life that they truly desire. So for today's conversation, I want to dive into some of the challenges that high achievers run into. And as you're listening to this podcast, I'm sure a few of these, the light bulb is going to go off in your head because, I mean, let's face it, if you're following me on social media, if you're following this podcast, there is something in you that is a high achiever, that you have big expectations for yourself and for your life and for what you're going to contribute in your lifetime. Because we get this one go round. And I know you don't want to waste it because those are the people that are drawn to me. The people that are drawn to me are people that don't want to waste their life. And they know that they have so much to do and to give and to share and also to experience that they don't want to waste it. They want to like really make sure that they're pouring everything out of them that they possibly can and contributing to life as much as they can and enjoying it as much as they can. So if you're here, this podcast is totally going to serve you. So I'm going to give you my definition of defining a high achiever. So I made some notes here. So let me share this with you because I put some pen and paper to this so I could clearly say, okay, let's just stop for a second and let's define what is a high achiever. All right, high achievers are individuals who consistently strive for excellence and set ambitious goals for themselves, for their lives. High achievers are, they're driven, they're motivated, and they're persistent, totally persistent in pursuing what it is that they've sought out to do, whatever that aspiration is. They do achieve, but they also possess a really strong work ethic, a lot of self-discipline, a lot of determination, a lot of resilience, even in the face of their challenges. Well, let me turn my phone off really quick. Sorry about that, guys. Let me get that on silent. See, it's just real world podcasting here. So I'm not stopping for anything. Like, it doesn't matter. We're just going to overcome the objections, overcome the challenges. We're just going to keep going. So high achievers possess that strong work ethic, that determination, that resilience, even in the face of all the challenges. I made notes to myself when I was thinking, what is the definition of a high achiever? High achievers often are proactive, they're self-disciplined, and take initiative in their endeavors. They are the go-getters. They don't wait to be invited into the situation. They're proactive. They put themselves in the problem-solving mode. They put themselves in the situation. They take control of doing it, what it is that they can do in that moment. High achievers are adaptable. They're open to learning and continuously seek opportunities for growth and improvement. High achievers are not closed-minded individuals. They are open for growth, development. Here's some words. I made some notes. Words that resonate with high achievers include ambitious, driven, motivated, goal-oriented, resilient, disciplined, proactive, persistent, adaptable, and very, very self-improvement oriented. So if any of those words kind of stuck to you like glue, guess what, my friend? You're a high achiever. You're wanting to take yourself and your life to the next level. So there's also a category of, and I mentioned this right when I started, there's also a category of people that they often maybe aren't describing themselves as a high achiever, but often they share very similar characteristics. And so that is the person that, you know, wants to kind of take that step in their life to be more in that high achieving mode. Maybe they're earlier on in their journey. A lot of times I find that, and meaning in their journey of their life, or maybe it's not always like a timeline or an age thing. Sometimes people just wake up at a different time in their life and decide that this is going to be the new me. This is the new path for me. And this some event, a lot of times it's a life event that can stir that up in an individual, that maybe they were just kind of like a status quo kind of person before, but maybe some big shift happens in their life, right? And something happens and it causes them to rise up and now be more of where they're open to more self-improvement. They're open to, well, what is it that I can create? What kind of life do I want to create? So a lot of times that can be a life event or something, you know, big in their life shifts. So the individual that's kind of on the fence, that individual might be, let me kind of dive into this a little bit. Some of these words, they're ambitious. They have dreams and goals that they want to achieve in their like personal or even professional life, but they're a little ambiguous about it. They are motivated and driven. They're driven to succeed. They're driven to be their best. And they want to put their best foot forward, but there really isn't a lot of clarity on how to do that or what to do. The person that's kind of on the fence is growth oriented, and they want to work towards meaningful goals that really line up with their aspirations and their values. That person is also persistent. And a lot of times I find that person is seeking fulfillment. They're looking for ways to lead a more meaningful life, a more fulfilling life, both personally and professionally. So these individuals can be like, if that resonates with you, you can be at different stages in the journey towards becoming a high achiever. But they often share that common desire to reach their full potential and create a life they love. There's just not a lot of clarity on how to do that, or they're just getting started and it feels very uncomfortable, but they have that itching, burning desire inside. So it's in them. It's just getting that to rise to the surface. So let me now talk about high achievers and common challenges that they face. And trust me, oh my gosh, obviously I have experienced a lot of these in the course of my life. And when I'm working with other individuals, that's why I get you, because I've been there. I have been there. And when I'm coaching individuals and helping them transform these areas of their life, it's so powerful to see someone, to see their own power come to the surface on how they can overcome these really common challenges of high achievers. So let me just kind of run through the list really quick. So high achievers, common challenges, burnout. I don't even really need to explain what that word means, because you hear that word and you already know, or you've already felt it. You know, high achievers push themselves to the limit, and oftentimes aren't good at setting boundaries or keeping a reasonable limit. And that can lead to, you know, burnout, chronic stress from overworking, overdoing, whatever it is, overworking out, whatever your thing is that you are just going hard at. High achievers also can be challenged with that whole work-life combination. And you hear the word work-life balance. I don't know. That word doesn't settle well with me, because work-life balance looks so differently for everyone. And there are times in life when you're doing certain things, going after big goals, that it's not always going to be 50-50 work life, 50 here, 50 there. There are times that you have to make decisions on what percentage is going in what bucket, if that makes sense. So 365 days of the year, you can't really say that 365 days of the year are balanced. I think that sets people up for, it just sets them up for that feeling of, oh gosh, I didn't balance today. Right. I find when people are so hung up on the exact balance that they sabotage themselves. They set themselves up for failure on that. So I can dive deeper into that in a separate podcast, but finding the right combination of what works for you between your work and your life is definitely a challenge of high achievers. Here's another big one: perfectionism. Where are my high achievers out there? Perfectionism can literally take you down and keep you stuck and stalled out if you let it. High achievers set really high standards for themselves, for maybe that project you're working on, whatever it is that you, high achievers generally are harder on themselves. They expect a lot of themselves. And then oftentimes that translates over to the other people in your world that then you have the same expectation with them and they are not you. So you have to remember that. When you're too wrapped up into perfectionism, like I said, you can get stuck. You can get in that place of just spinning your wheels and not making progress, but just being stuck in that space of being too concerned about perfectionism. And that can lead to your feelings of frustration and then self-criticism of if and when you fall short. So perfectionism is a big one when it comes to high achievers. Another thing is the imposter syndrome. How about that? Have you heard of that? The imposter syndrome. No matter what the success is, achievements, accomplishments, the obstacles that you've overcome, the hardships that you've overcome, high achievers will struggle with still feeling inadequate or feeling that, you know, they're being exposed as not good enough or not whatever it is. And imposter syndrome is literally something I talk about all the time, and it can be managed and overcome. But high achievers definitely, regardless, it doesn't matter what level you're at in your life, that can creep in. And when it creeps in, you've got to have the skill set to manage that. Otherwise, it's going to, again, get you stuck, get you stagnant. Another challenge for high achievers is maintaining motivation. It's not the motivation. High achievers, we're motivated, right? We got the motivation down, but maintaining that motivation, because we go at such a high level. High achievers want to run at a high level. They have high expectations of what they, once they put their fingers on a project and they expect it of themselves, right? So maintaining that motivation for the long haul becomes a challenge, because the levels of motivation, the focus over the long term, it can be difficult. And especially when you start getting hit with those setbacks, those obstacles, you know, the things that you didn't see coming down the path. So maintaining motivation through the long process is really a big challenge for high achievers. And then here's another one. I got two more I want to share with you, because I know that if I don't talk about these, someone's going to be like, wait, she didn't mention this. And this is not an all-inclusive list, let me say that. But these are some of the top ones that I find, and when I'm working with people as well. Decision fatigue. Gosh, I know I've had that. Decision fatigue. High achievers often face a constant stream of decisions. Can you relate? So when you're faced with a constant stream of decisions to make, it can lead to mental fatigue. Do you ever notice sometimes at the end of the day, physically, maybe your body isn't all the way done and tired, but your brain is exhausted. And a lot of that is emotional exhaustion. When we're making tons of decisions, you're running at a fast pace. I know you. You're pushing yourself. You're trying to do all the things and be all the things. And this doesn't always, I'm not talking about just in your career. This, you know, kind of go macro a little bit and like expand out. All right. Because we are not just our professions, right? We hold so many different other roles in life. You could be a mother, a father, a husband, a wife. That's just scratch on the surface. There's a million other roles that you could be serving besides the value that you bring to the world in the work that you do. So decision fatigue, that's like, at the end of the day, you know, that could be like the headaches. Like, I just can't even handle a basic conversation, or I just have to go to lay down and I just want to go to sleep now. Like, I'm done. Have you ever felt that way? It's like, I am done. And it's like 6 o'clock. And the simple act of maybe making dinner or, you know, doing just some basic things is just like, and you don't want to make one more decision for the day. That's decision fatigue. And it's because you've been doing it constantly at eye level. The last thing I want to touch on for this conversation on a challenge that high achievers face is isolation. The pressure to succeed can sometimes lead high achievers to isolate themselves. And isolate themselves from others, and that results in a lack of that social support, that social connection that we need. Now, I will say that it's not uncommon to want to, you know, keep, not want to be constantly like bombarded with people, projects. Like there's a time that you more isolate when you're like, maybe you're on a time crunch. There's, you know, something that, you know, you've prioritized some things and you just can't accept a lot of distractions, right? That's one thing. Isolation for the long term is not going to be healthy for you. And that's where we have to find that happy medium on that pressure that you're putting on yourself to succeed at something. And when your brain is wired as a high achiever, you, for the long term, you can't isolate yourself from your social connections, from, you know, the lack of social support, which is why it is so important to be engaged and plugged in to people that understand what it is that you're doing, what it is that you're doing in your life. You have to have some commonality there. You don't have to have everything in common, but have you ever noticed when you are around, if you're in a masterclass, you know, something in person, an event, you have a group of people that you meet with on a regular basis. If you're sharing a lot of the same challenges and you guys are all really growth-oriented people, high achievers, you push one another, you support one another, you basically lift each other up. And that's important. You want to have some sort of structure. And if you have a partner, if you're married, my hope is that you get some of that lifting up support from that relationship. Because when we're in our homes at the end of the day, it's really important to have an environment that's supportive for the life you want to build and the life you want to create. I have a story on that, a personal story, but I want to hit on these other items. So no, I'm going to share it. I'm just going to do it really quick. So just quick example, and I'll use this as myself. I'll use myself as an example. Years ago, if you know me, if you're just coming across this podcast, then you won't know the whole context of the background or my story on this, but super quick, because I don't want to soak up a bunch of time on this particular example, because there's so many other things I want to get to. But quick example about why it's important to have your environment, why your environment is so important to you in your path of, as a high achiever, of merging success and fulfillment and creating the life that you really want to have and building that life. Example A, you know, in my first marriage years ago, and you know, if I was at a point and you go home, and when that, if you're in an environment where someone speaks negatively to you, beats you down, calls you names, says things, laughs at your ideas, laughs at your ambitions, you know, those type of things, that is not the environment that is going to help you build and create the life that you truly desire. So it definitely isn't the only thing you need to consider, but just, I want to point out that the environment is so important. And so it takes so much more mental energy if you have to be in that environment, or if you are, when I was in that environment, it took so much more mental energy to know how much more focused I had to stay, knowing that when I was at home, these are all the negative things that are going to be said to me. Here's all the things that at the time, my husband then, how he was going to tear me down, the things that he would say, the things that why this wasn't possible. Okay. I had to really get mentally so much stronger to offset that. So flash forward to now, and I'm married, been married for 25 years, and we have a very supportive relationship. We both are very ambitious people. We have always supported one another in what it is that we have sought out to do. There's always been a teamwork approach, how we can, you know, basically get to the finish line together, and how we can help each other do that, regardless of what business situation it's been, but even in family life, like even raising our kids, you know, we approached that together. So if you have your environment is supportive, then it makes it so much easier. You still have challenges. Like, it's never perfect. I'm definitely not saying that. Like, two people are always going to be, you know, not completely in sync. But if your environment is constantly tearing you down, you have to show up with so much more like armor to weather that, as well as all the things that you're struggling with to like create in your life, right? So like, there literally is no downtime. When you have a social support, a network, a connection, and I'm just using, you know, home life and my husband as an example, that he and I now we've been very supportive of one another. Like, here's the goal. What are we going to do? You know, divide it up, conquer, here we go, right? And very like problem solving together. We've always entered and we've worked together for many years. So obviously, you learn each other in that, but I'm very appreciative of that, because that connection of being on the same page, although often we can still have different ideas on how to get there or what to do, but it's a very supportive environment. So know the value of having connection, support, social support, and being like dialed in to a group, like I said, a masterclass, mastermind, a networking community, something, it could be friends, it could be family, whatever that is. But you need that, because you don't want to find yourself completely isolated, because you feel like it's just only you and all you, right? And it never is. It takes a team approach. So when we are faced with these challenges as high achievers, because I think, well, let me just share this. When we're faced with these challenges as high achievers, the number one thing that you need to do is focus on your self-awareness. It requires self-awareness if you're going to address any of the challenges of being a high achiever. Without self-awareness, you're not going to know enough about yourself. You're not going to wake up to understand, like, this is what I need to do. This is where I'm struggling. this is what I really enjoy, and this is the stuff that just absolutely drains me, and I need more support here. Self-awareness is everything. So if you're going to address any of these challenges as a high achiever, you've got to have self-awareness. You've got to work on developing that. Some other things to address these challenges in a positive way, I would say to you, self-awareness, definitely. Learning how to set healthy boundaries, practicing self-care, and seeking support from the right people. And then knowing how and being willing to cultivate resilience, even in the face of adversity. Because you and I both know facing adversity is part of life. Facing adversity is part of the equation if you've got big goals, big dreams, and you're building the life that you desire. It's just going to be part of the equation. And being proactive, you know that. There's going to be some adversity, but you have to be willing to cultivate your resiliency. So those are my tips on how you need to, and like what you need to be thinking about if you're going to address any of those challenges that I just talked about. So high achievers, one of the things I want to include is that high achievers benefit from, because they're so tough on themselves, right? And I just went through the list. Those are some of the common things that are the challenges. And where having a coach comes in handy, where having a coach brings the clarity, helps with all of those challenges. It basically offers support for that person to navigate the challenges that they are facing. And a life coach can help you unlock your full potential and overcome those obstacles that I just talked about. And that's how you go about creating a more balanced, fulfilled life of merging success and fulfillment. People that understand that there's development to be done and that there are people there, it's no different. Think of anyone that you've ever, we all seek and have had mentors, coaches, consultants, someone that has had experience in what we do, and the benefit of tapping into that and how it's transferred over into our own lives, be it business or personal. So it's so very valuable. So here's some key areas where I could provide valuable assistance to you as a high achiever. Your goal setting and planning. You know, high achievers need assistance in setting clear, achievable goals and have the strategies to reach for them. They're really great at setting the goals. Like, you're an idea person. I know it. But sometimes we get so much in our brain and on our plate that we need a clear plan. We need to kind of go through the weeds. We need to weed it out. Accountability. A coach can give you accountability. Accountability and that holds you accountable for your actions, for the progress that you want to make. High achievers want to stay focused and they want to stay motivated, and a coach can bring that to you. I work on time management and prioritizing. Again, with busy schedules, with a lot on your plate, with a lot of responsibilities, it can get overwhelming. And I also can help you manage your time effectively, prioritize tasks. You want to reach your goals. You want to have maximum effectiveness. And sometimes the time management and the priority, you know, making the priorities, that kind of gets in the way. So I definitely help with that. A coach can help you with that stress management level as well. I talk about this a lot on the podcast. I talk about it on my social media, but ways to manage stress and prevent burnout. Those are crucial things to have in your toolkit as a high achiever. You need to know how to navigate that. You need to know ways to relax, to calm your nervous system. Understand the importance of your own self-care. Again, I talk about these topics a lot at no cost on my podcast and then also on social media. But when I'm with a client, we go micro into your situation and we figure out what needs to be adjusted and create the path to that. Another thing that a coach can really help a high achiever on is overcoming that perfectionism, overcoming that self-doubt that creeps in. Like I mentioned, high achievers struggle so much with perfectionism and it holds them back from reaching their full potential. Sometimes it's a negative thought pattern that's repeated. Sometimes it's an old story that's going on in our head. You know, I talk about flipping fear and doubt upside down, because those are the things that often get in the way. I was visiting with someone the other day and we were talking about her business. And in that conversation, there was just a lot of lack of clarity of, you know, I had this idea, you know, there was this idea, something that she wanted to do and create, but not sure. There was just, then all these like reasons came up of things that were getting in the way and overthinking. You've heard me talk about overthinking. I have a specific episode on overthinking on the podcast. And as all that came to surface as she was talking about it, it was a lot of wanting to over perfect everything before, you know, she could actually put her product out into the world. And I saw a lot of perfectionism creeping in on that and the self-doubt. And when it comes to, and it was, this was something I brought up in this conversation, when it comes to building your career, building your business, if you're an entrepreneur, this person was in business for themselves. So they're a small business owner. Whether you work at an organization or whether you work and you're the boss, you're the, like, it's your business. You're the decision maker. You're the everything. Maybe you're just solo entrepreneur. Maybe you have a team of people that work for your business. It doesn't matter. 9 times out of 10, what I find is holding people back from their next level is not learning another spreadsheet, not figuring out what software to use, not knowing what social media company to bring on board to handle their content. It's your own personal development. Period. End of sentence. 9 times out of 10, whatever obstacle you are facing in the growth of your business, of your career, has to do with what's going on in here and in here. If you're not watching on YouTube, I pointed 9 times out of 10, the biggest thing that's holding you back from hitting that next level in your life, in your business, is in your head and in your heart. It's not learning another program. It's not making sure you secure the next, you know, the next right software. It's not making sure you change your bookkeeper. It's not making sure that you go from hire this person and not this person. No, 9 times out of 10, what's holding you back and you're stuck in that spot is your own personal development. That's why having a coach is so critical, because you're just going to want to get past your own BS. Because What's on the other side of that doubt that you have, of that self-doubt? What's on the other side of that perfectionism is unlimited. But we often don't open that door because of the fear of what if. It's just sometimes high achievers get stuck in a cycle that this is just, we're going to excuse it away of all these other things of why my business isn't doing what I want it to do, why this isn't going in my life as I hoped it would. We need to look in the mirror, look at ourselves, and get to work on ourselves. 9 times out of 10, you're going to break that ceiling and you're going to go. You're going to go. Another thing that coaching can help high achievers on so much is that synchronicity between work and life. Finding that flow between your career ambitions with your personal, your family life. It is so essential for your overall well-being. If one of those gets too out of whack, you're going to feel it. You're going to feel the effects. So a coach like myself can help you set boundaries, prioritize your self-care, find that harmony with all those other areas of your life for your own well-being, because that's when you are going to totally flourish and thrive. It's really balancing ambition and well-being that high achievers, that they grapple with. Maintaining that healthy, and again, the word balance, I'm not a huge fan of it because there's times in life that things, aren't in balance. You got to focus more on one area than you do the other. It's just part of life. Quality versus quantity, I always say. But you have to have strategies in place to manage stress, to prevent burnout, to foster your own self-care, taking care of yourself. And that's exactly what I do with my clients. We get dialed in on your well-being. It's part of my framework in the Flourishing Edge. I have 5 foundations in the Flourishing Edge. The dealing with setbacks and failures, big one. And then navigating that imposter syndrome and perfection. Those are the 3 that I absolutely see the most. Finding that synchronicity between ambition and your well-being. So how you merge, all your work life with the other aspects of your life for your personal well-being, your relationships, your family life, your home life, your own self-care. How to deal with setbacks and failures. You often need a coach to walk you through those really rocky trails. And then navigating that whole perfectionism, imposter syndrome, that whole mixed bag of stuff, because that gets high achievers stuck every time. So I hope that today's conversation has really brought some things to light for you. And if you've listened to this whole podcast, then guess what, my friend? You relate to the challenges of being a high achiever. And there is so much beauty in that being a part of your DNA, of your personality. And so never be ashamed of that side of yourself. I think sometimes, I know I have at different times in my life, almost felt like, gosh, I am eternally grateful for what is right now, but I also know that there's a next level. Like if I've done this, then there's a next level. I'm just wired like that. It is what it is. And I know that there's other individuals, because I talk to them, that are the same way. Don't think that if you are hearing this podcast and relating to a lot of the characteristics and challenges that high achievers have, don't take this as a negative thing. That's a very great quality about you. And most oftentimes, because you are so wired for your own personal development, for your own growth, that there is that next level for you. And you're the person that's willing to do what it takes to break that ceiling, to do that, to crack open that door and to see what's next. So it is a beautiful, beautiful thing to be that person, to be wired that way. Do not feel like you have to downplay it, be ashamed of it, be embarrassed about it. Absolutely not. You own it. You own it with all your might, and then continually work on the challenges that are coming to you as a high achiever. So I have to stress, as I'm going to wrap this episode up, I have to stress the importance of self-awareness. I have to absolutely make sure you hear me on that, that your self-awareness of what's right for you, what's right for you, what feels right for your life, you have to tap into that. Self-awareness is everything. The importance of merging success and fulfillment and balancing that, absolutely key, absolutely key. I've learned, and that's what I teach. You can unlock your full potential and create a much more fulfilling life. Know that that is possible. There is that next level for you. There is that next level for you. So if any of the things that I've said today, if it resonates with you and you want more information, you want to know how to work with me, you want to hire me as your coach, here's where you need to go. First of all, you could always reach out to me and just drop me a DM on social media and I'll send you, we'll start a conversation there. Or you can go to my website at Kristi, K-R-I-S-T-I, jones.org/work-with-me. That is where you can find me, kristijones.org, work with me, or just come find me on social media, drop me a DM and let's get to chatting. I would love, love to talk to you more about this. All right, my friend. Well, I hope you have the most fabulous rest of your day. Thank you for being here. You're a rock star. And let's go make it just another excellent week in our life and overcome those challenges. Be ready. Get your mind right. Get your heart right. And if you want someone to walk that path with you, if you want someone to coach you on that journey and you're ready for that next level, reach out to me. I would love to talk to you. All right. I'll see you next week on the podcast. In the meantime, take care and have the best week.
I just want to thank you for tuning in today to the podcast. And I hope you've enjoyed the conversation and all the info that's been shared today. And I hope you've come away with a few ideas on how to make the most out of it for your life. If you loved this episode, be sure to share it with your friends and family. And also make sure you subscribe to the podcast and tap that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Also, it would mean the absolute world to me if you would leave a podcast review. So until next time, my friend, keep flourishing and thriving and live your life to the fullest.